With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt says the president's trade victories have a lot to do with his ability to see all angles in the U.S. relationship with its trading partners.
Not just tariffs, but also those other trade barriers that exist, like, oh, you haven't washed your chickens properly, send them back. All these things that are used to manipulate access to markets, President Trump is saying, you know what, we see all that now, and we're not going to allow you to do it, and you're going to bring these numbers down.
Senator Smith says the president's tariff victories are likely to improve the welfare of American workers.
I think the net of all this is more access to markets, more investment at home, and more jobs here at home, too, as manufacturing comes back. There are twice as many jobs in government. People have twice as many jobs in government than in manufacturing. That's got to change.
The Missouri senator spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Following a hearing on the January mid-air collision of a passenger plane and an Army helicopter over Washington that killed 67 people, NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says air travel is still safe.
Every day we see something in the news, but if you look at the numbers, the number of accidents, the number of fatalities, the number of injuries, they are significantly lower than, say, on our roadways, where 95% of transportation accidents occur.
Law enforcement officers still continue to scour a mountainous area of western Montana for a military veteran who authorities say opened fire at a bar, killing four people. Officials say 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown fled the bar after the Friday morning shooting in the small town of Anaconda. Authorities urging residents to be on high alert as they consider him armed and dangerous. Smoke from Canadian wildfires hovering over several Midwestern states continue today, bringing warnings of unhealthy air quality levels in several states. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of surveys indicate the percentage of Americans belonging to a religious congregation is declining. However, the percentage of Americans who are intensely religious have remained unchanged over the past several decades. Some 29% of Americans report praying several times a day. The Trump administration is vowing to encourage faith and make it easier for Christians to practice religion. This is SRN News. Again, smoke from the Canadian wildfires still hovering over several Midwestern states today. That brings warnings of unhealthy air quality alerts in effect for states like Iowa, Minnesota, Washington, Michigan, and Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois. Salem News Channel meteorologist Stephen Parr says also the quick response by coastal officials this week following the Russian earthquake reflects the lessons learned from the tragic Indonesian tsunami that caught people off guard back in 2004.
Since then, coastal areas, island areas all around the world have been doing a much better job of putting in warning systems, of taking tsunamis seriously, and trying to get advance warning to their citizens when there is the risk of a tsunami happening.
Meteorologist Stephen Parr speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Heavy rain in parts of the eastern U.S., 13-year-old boy in Maryland died after getting caught up in a storm drain during heavy rainfall and flooding. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.